But you, Paladin of Gird, what can we do for you? Are you beyond any wish we could grant? Pox shook her head. I don't know, lady. It's enough that it's over. The king is alive, and you accept him. She said nothing about Gird's other purposes. They would mean nothing to elves. Gird is well served in you, Poxenarian, as the king was. The singer of names has sung well. We will see you again, for now I must return to Leonia and prepare for the king's journey. The knights remain, though I think none will trouble him now. Take off your helmet, will you? Without thinking, Pox slipped it off, and the knitted scarf slid down, exposing her head. She unwound it slowly. The lady smiled, and touched her head with one hand. It felt cool and warm at once. It is little enough, said the lady, but I enjoyed your yellow hair, in the sunlight, in Ilium Hoveric's garden. I would see it again at court, when my daughter's son takes his throne. And all at once Pox felt the long strands warm and heavy on her head, brushing her neck, slipping past her shoulders, a golden tide that flowed to its former length and lay still, ready for braiding. The Quokgani are not the only ones with healing gifts, said the lady, her eyes bright. Before Pox could frame an answer, the lady withdrew, moving lightly to her horse and drawing in the elf light around her, until Pox could see nothing but that brilliance. Then it was gone. Only the springing grass, still green, and the flowered border of the stream were left to show her power. These did not wither in the sunlight of a late winter morning, for the air was still warmer than it had been. Pox sat motionless for a time that might have been only a moment or an hour. Then she took the long, heavy hair in her hands and braided it quickly, her eyes burning with unshed tears. When it was done, she wrapped the braid around her head and put her helmet on, then looked around. There, a few lengths away, the king stood talking to several of the elven knights, with his squires beside him. High Marshal Seclus stood near, and Amerlin of the Royal Guard. Beyond, yeomen of Darkon Edge, and soldiers of Doran's cohort sat around two cook fires. Already Pox could smell roasting meat. Others were busy gathering and stacking arms and supplies from the enemy's camps and the supply train. A tall man in a cowled robe bent over one of the Royal Guard horses, running his hands down its leg. Pox walked that way. Closer, she could see the deep gash between Stifle and Hawk. The man hummed, touching the wound gently. It closed over, leaving a dry scar.
That should do,
he said to the knight who held the bridle.
See that he gets extra grain and fresh greens when you can find them.
He turned his head and saw Pox watching.
Ah, Poxenarian. I had word you could not come to the grove, yet needed me.
Sir, I... Pox saw the glint of humor in his eyes. I could not, at that time, she said at last.
So, and you are here now. From what I saw last night, you also are healed of all the wounds you once bore. Is that true?
Yes, said Pox steadily. By the High Lord's power, that is true.
And so the gods declare they will not be bound in human patterns, said the Quokken, which both we and the elves know who live apart from men.
He smiled at her.
If I thought, Poxenarian, that you were